Marijuana. I know it's natural. I know it's an herb. I'm all about herbs. I've sold them for years in health food stores. You know what? This is what I'm gonna do. I'm just gonna write down a word for you. The word is pharmakia. I'm gonna write it down for you, okay? It's P H A R M A K E A. Pharmakia. Can you see? Pharmakia. 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 Okay, if you don't believe in God, then that's probably not going to mean anything to you. But I'll just go ahead and tell you anyway, so you can't say no one ever told you. Pharmakia is the use of herbs or any type of medication, any type of substance used to deliberately alter one's state of mind. And it is actually considered a form of witchcraft. Now, I'm not talking about popping pills for energy or even having a drink or two to help you relax. I'm talking about mind-altering substances. Hallucinogenics, LSD. Marijuana falls into this category. It's dangerous, and when you open your mind in ways you're not supposed to, it's like opening a forbidden door. It's dangerous and it's demonic. I just want to bring that up today. I want to tell more people about it, and I want to get the word out, pharmakia. There's a lot of other things you can do to relax. Yeah, that's all I'm gonna say. Oh, thank you for visiting Butterfly House. Hope you tune in next time. Stoners get so mad at people trying to enlighten you. Isn't that why you're smoking and tripping? You want to be enlightened? You want to open your mind? This is it. I'm showing you truth. Why don't you try opening your mind to me? Look, I'm a trip. Just play like I'm a big joint. Smoke me. Okay, I used to do all kinds of drugs, and I didn't like it either when I started finding out all this stuff. In 05, I was praying one day, and the word pharmakia came to my spirit, and I had never heard that word before. And that's how God is with me. He teaches me, he speaks to me, so I had to go look that word up. I didn't even know how it was spelled or anything. That's why in that other video I said, I have a word for you, I'm gonna spell it. It's because it baffled me when I heard it in my spirit. I'm like, pharmakia, what does that mean? And I went and looked it up, found out how to spell it and everything, found out what it means. And I was wondering, why is that word coming into my spirit right now? Why is God teaching me this? And I learned about it, that it's the misuse of herbs and medications and that kind of thing. And at the time, I wasn't smoking weed. I haven't smoked weed in years and years and years. I'm an old lady, by the way. Okay, I'm 41. So just play like I'm your big sister or something, okay? You can listen to me. It's all right. At the time when I heard that in my spirit, I was taking way too many herbs and stuff because I've always worked at health food stores, and I was really stressed. And I didn't know it at the time, but I had a brain infection that was brewing. That's a whole nother topic. It totally caught up with me, and I was knocked out of my life for a couple years with Real bad brain infection. The infection itself wasn't bad, but the time period after it of recovery, that was like a nightmare. During this time in 05, when I heard that word in my spirit, pharmakia, I was popping all kinds of pills for my mood. I wasn't smoking weed, but I was taking like way too much St. John's wort and way too much mood herbs, and I didn't know anything was wrong with that. But when I was praying, God said pharmakia, and I found out what that meant. And it's when you take herbs and things that alter your state of mind. But anyway, I was personally convicted for relying too much on herbs when I was supposed to be praying more and asking God to help me with stress and stuff. I was just going through a whole lot, and I kind of lost touch with God for a while and started relying on pills. And maybe that's where the line is drawn. You know, there's nothing wrong with taking herbs, but it's, I don't know, God is so wild. He like sees the motive of your heart and everything, in the whole idolatry thing, you know? Maybe I had that bottle of St. John's wort up in a higher position in my mind than God. I would come home and reach for that bottle instead of pray. As I learned more about it, I learned about how it applies to drugs and how when you do certain drugs, it opens your mind in an occultic kind of way. My daughter was sleeping right next to me. She was in high school at the time, and I woke her up. I'm like, check this out. You're not going to believe what I just saw. And I told her, and she started cracking up. I had a vision of a tripped out, swirly, psychedelic page, and God wanted me to talk about marijuana and how it opens your mind in an occultic way. It's bad. And anyway, I did. God showed me how to do it, and I did it. And then let me just read you this, okay? Another tripped out thing that happened. Earlier this year, I was awoken in the dead of night with a very wild vision. I saw my then MySpace page, but it was done up all in rainbow swirly colors with a bong cursor, and it was funny and sort of cool. And I heard in my spirit to create exactly what I saw and talk about drugs, but I didn't want to, but I did. See, on that page, I was just hanging out with my kids' friends. They were all teenagers, who I love so much and enjoy so much, blah, 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 blah. I love teenagers. Okay. And then God wanted me to tell them the spiritual aspects of doing drugs and talk about my little brother. So I did. In the middle of the night, I got up and made some tea and got to work on it. I left it up. See, this is what happened. This is the tripped out thing that happened with that MySpace page. I left it up. Okay, I left it up for a day or two and then thought, okay, I did it, God, that's it, I'm done. And then I put my page back to the way I had it before. Then, get this, a few hours later, it put itself back to the way God showed me to have it. It put itself back. I'm not kidding. See, this kind of thing happens a lot in my life. God is so tripped out with me. I have experienced many miracles and stuff that most people really don't believe when they first hear me say it. And I think that's why I got that brain infection, so I really couldn't do anything but write and blog for a couple of years. I couldn't work or anything. I had no strength, and I was kind of like stupid sometimes and smart sometimes, like a light going on and off in my brain. And when the light would come on, I would just write and blog like crazy. It was like a race against time before I would get dim again. Okay, it freaked me out, but at the same time, I'm used to this kind of thing, or at least I should be by now. So I just took a big step back and locked myself out of it. And before I did, I tried to tell people what happened on a blog, but there was no way to get the point across. See, here I am again trying to get the point across. I just want you to understand. I'm telling the truth. I don't know if they believed me, so I just left that one alone and I haven't really mentioned it in a long time. But today, as I was about to pop another Tylenol, I thought, am I abusing his herbs again? Not that Tylenol is an herb, but I can't help but think along those lines whenever I take something. I'm just kidding right there, okay? I pop Tylenol like candy these days. Okay, so then I made this video and put it on YouTube. It's called Weed Rant, just one word. And it's... I'm confusing myself. It's just text. It's a very irritating video. It's just... I just wrote a blog and cut and paste and put it on this video and put it on YouTube. I didn't mean to make you pass out there. I mean, I know I'm entertaining, but you can at least just... Hold on a minute. Ooh. Okay. This is what God woke me up in the middle of the night to write, to try to reach teenagers about weed. Okay. It's kind of personal, but if it can reach just one mind out there, then I'll be a happy camper. Okay, I wrote this a couple years ago. All right, kids, let's talk about drugs, shall we? Who here enjoys a little smoke now and then? Who here lights up on a daily basis? Who here believes that it's harmless? People, weed may be natural, but that does not mean that it was created to be smoked in order to produce a mental high. Oh, what do I know about drugs? And yes, marijuana is a drug. Well, let's just say that I have done everything short of put a needle in my arm, and that's only because of my fear of needles. I know where you're at. I've done it all. I've tripped acid. There's so many stories I could tell, but I won't. Gotta stay on the subject here. Okay, I've snorted cocaine, shrooms, hash, ecstasy, crank, and lots of weed. I'm from the 80s, y'all. I'm like... Headbanger town. I know the need to escape, okay, and I'm not here to preach. I'm here to share some truth with you because I care. First off, let me tell you about my little brother. When I made this video, I didn't know at the time I'd be putting it on YouTube. I thought I was just talking to my daughter and her friends, so I was kind of personal. I said, if you're from DeSoto, then surely you remember hearing about it. New Year's Eve, 1997, the wreck that had I-35 backed up for miles and miles. He was 17 years old. This is my little brother I'm talking about here. He was killed when the Jeep Cherokee he was driving flipped over, throwing him out the window. He was crushed. The Jeep flipped as a result of he and his friend attempting to switch places while they were driving. How idiotic, right? Well, that's pretty much how Joe was towards the end. Before he got into drugs, he was a brilliant, hilarious, friendly, social, and athletic guy. I mean, I don't care about all that. He was my brother. You know, he could have been a vegetable and I still would have loved him. Everybody loved Joe. Then around the age of 16, he started to smoke a little weed. Brother, this one's for you. Okay, then around the age of 16, he started to smoke a little weed. Just a little. But as usual, this evolved ever so slowly into other things. By the time Joe died, he was taking horse tranquilizers mixed with vodka. He turned into a total idiot. People, do you understand how weed works? It may be true that it's not physically addictive, but it affects the inhibition area of the brain. That's why it makes you feel so relaxed. Listen, guard your brain. Protect your mind. Weed does kill off brain cells. Stop and think about it. Why would you want to do that? Why? Do you people even realize how precious your mind is? I am just recovering from a 7-month stint with West Nile virus. Yeah, that's how I got the brain infection. Well, it's one of the things that I had West Nile, and it morphed into the narrow form of it and attacked my brain. And then that mushroomed into encephalitis. The whole thing was just like a domino effect, and just crazy, crazy. It went straight to my brain. For months, I could not think straight. I had virtually no short-term memory, no desire to do anything, no determination, no drive, no motivation, and no joy. I just gotta say, though, that's how I found my calling. It's like I've always had it in me to seek truth. Like, I was really fascinated when I found out Santa Claus wasn't real and the Easter Bunny. My older sister cried when she found out. But when I found out the truth, I was like, tell me more, tell me more. I've always had a hunger for the truth. You gotta stay awake. We're not done yet. Don't fall down. I know what it is to have a mind that does not work, and now I will never take my brain for granted ever again. Your mind is a beautiful thing, y'all. It's a miracle, and here we stupid humans are polluting it and messing it up. Weed is not harmless. That is a lie. It will pull you in deeper, and it does not stop there. You guys all know that I am a die-hard Christian. I want to tell you that using any substance that interferes with the normal processes of the mind is, in the eyes of God, a form of witchcraft. Yeah, you heard that right. He calls it an abomination and detestable. Why? Because you were screwing with the dark side when you use drugs. People, it goes beyond the physical. When you use drugs, you are opening your mind to a whole different dimension, opening a forbidden door in your mind. That's exactly what's happening. It's a doorway, and it allows the enemy access to your mind. People, I have seen things you would not believe. I have seen demons, and so did my brother. See, my brother was on a real spiritual track too. He and I were kind of cut from the same cloth. I think he had a big calling on his life, and the enemy just got him. But you know what? My brother Joe is still feeling, he's still living out his calling right now, because this message of his life can help you and maybe someone that you know. I have seen demons, and so did my brother. I will leave you with this story, something Joe told me before he died. He came over to my house one evening, really messed up and really frightened. He described to me something that had just happened to him. He was getting stoned out of his mind one night, as usual, laying on the hood of a car with his friend. And then he had this incredible experience. He found himself outside of his body and standing in the presence of Jesus. The Lord said to Joe, "Why are you doing this to yourself, Joe?" He pointed to the car, and Joe looked and saw his body. It appeared dead. His friend was beside him, panicking and trying to revive him. Again, Jesus asked, "Why are you doing this, Joe?" Oh, and by the way, it wasn't a hallucination, because he was into drugs big time during this time, and he knew the difference. This was like a major tripped out thing that happened to him. Then a second later, Joe was back inside his body, and his friend said, "Dude, I thought you were dead." It turns out what Joe saw on the hood really took place. No, this was not a hallucination. This was a true spiritual encounter. It happens. People, we are not meant to pollute our minds and our bodies. You were lovingly created and for a purpose. Don't subdue yourself. Don't allow yourself to believe the lie. We are lied to. We are told that it's all okay, that it's good for you to just lie back and chill. Just chill your way through life. Listen, it's better to be awake. It's better to feel. It may be harder, but it's worth it. You are so loved. You are so valued. You are cherished by God. So stop with the smoke already. It ain't worth it. It's dangerous. I love you.